You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I'm a grown 43-year-old man who still proudly eats dino nuggets for most meals because they just taste better, period, and I won't be shamed for it.
Okay. Yeah, Alexis is with you.
Yeah. Shaped macaroni, too. That tastes better.
Yeah, okay.
I think it tastes better because you can bite their little heads off, and you just feel that rush of power.
Okay, you are such a carnivore.
In fact, all food should have tiny little dino heads that you can bite off.
I'm going to go with, I don't know if I can see that, but sure, Jeff, whatever you need.
That's my stance.
My cereal.
And on this segment, you can take any stance you want because you get to stay anonymous so your secrets can stay safe. Ooh. And one of our listeners wants to stand up and tell her truth. She's going by Beth today. So, Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Beth. I mean, we got to just have you weigh in. Dino nuggets or no dino nuggets?
Dino nuggets all the way.
Okay.
Beth, I love you already. So, the voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
All right, here it goes.
All right.
I used to be a server at TGI Fridays. Yeah, good spot. Not bad.
Every day's Friday. How fun.
And you get flair.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where you get to wear all the buttons and it inspired that Jennifer Aniston character?
Yeah. I was there for a while until about 6 years ago. I was working a shift and this couple, they get seated in my section and it was pretty obvious that they were on a date. So I walk up to the table and I don't know, just something came over me for some reason. I just felt this instant connection to the guy that was sitting there.
What?
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Oh, you felt a connection.
Even though he's currently on a date with someone else.
Yeah. So not like me. It was weird. And it's also not like me because he's not what I would call my normal type that I'd be attracted to. Like, doesn't fit that bill at all.
Okay.
Something was in the air.
Yeah. There was just something about his, like, aura, you could say. Like, he just had this relaxed energy. And
he's just ordering those daiquiris one after another.
He's asleep in the booth. Yeah. Such relaxed energy. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you do, though? Like, you're serving him. He's on a date. It's not like you can make a move.
I know. And he really got me. He had the cutest little crooked smile. But so what happened was, I know this is bad, okay?
Uh-oh.
I fully admit it. But I couldn't help myself. I'm telling you, like, I just started flirting with him. Like, it was super obvious right in front of the girl that he was with.
Wow. Oh, my God. Like, how? What did you do?
Oh, I dropped something on your pants. Let me wipe that off for you.
I have your order. Now the hot guy. What did you like?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, sorry, but I'm not on the menu tonight. Like, that sort of thing.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Did the woman he was with respond?
I could definitely tell that she was angry about it. You know, her tone with me changed very quickly. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, what happened was, it was, like I said, it was really obvious to the point where one of my coworkers kind of pulled me aside. She's like, hey, you better get it in check or you're going to get written up. So the second time I went back to the table, though, I realized it wasn't just me. The guy was flirting back.
Oh. Shocking. A male got some attention and wanted more.
Literally all we want.
Exactly. I know. Since I had kind of the green light there, I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. So what I did was I kept checking on them, like, I don't even know how many times, maybe like 15 times.
Oh, my God.
No.
It was super annoying, you know, just to stop and chat. And we got to talking about, like, what he did for work and what I was studying at school and everything, like movies that we wanted to check out.
All of this in front of his date.
All of it in front of his date.
I'm hoping you had no other tables you were serving that night.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you?
I had a few tables that night, but maybe my tips weren't great from that night.
Meanwhile, the guy's like, man, we should come to this TGI Fridays more. This place is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Looking back, like, I do kind of feel bad that the chick seemed really upset. But at that time, I was just like, screw it. And when the guy paid the check, went ahead, I wrote down my phone number on his receipt.
I love that it's not a red flag to you that a guy on a date would be flirting with you.
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Then he's going to do the same to you.
He probably gets hit on like that at every family casual dining place that he goes to.
You wouldn't believe what happens at Applebee's, Jeff.
Yeah. The Chili's to go at the airport. Oh, my God. It gets so much attention there.
Hey, can I ask, did you ever know, is this girl like just a date or is this his girlfriend?
It wasn't like super serious, but they had been dating for a few months.
Oh.
So okay. It's more official.
Yeah.
How awkward.
Yep. Yeah, I know. Look, I know it sounds horrible, but just hear me out, okay? So the girl, she goes over to the host desk and make a formal complaint about me.
Oh.
You're laughing.
Of course.
Because you know you deserved it.
How rude of her. What? About the food, probably? Probably didn't like the food.
Risk because, like I said, I didn't get good tips that night. Like, a few of my other tables definitely complained that I wasn't paying attention to them. So,
oh, they complained too.
All that, I lost my job.
Oh,
got fired at the end of that shift.
Okay, so
Brooke, you're right.
Yeah. A little bit of justice was served.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it didn't feel great, obviously, but. Silver lining was later that night, I ended up getting a text from the guy, and we have been together ever since then.
No!
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Really?
I'm not kidding. We got married 3 years ago. We have our first child
what?
On the way.
Oh, my God.
What's the rule then? You just don't go out to eat ever?
Yeah. You must feel so self-conscious anytime you go to any restaurant or like any TGI Fridays.
Even at the drive-thru. It's like, get the McDonald's order and move.
But I'm married.
I know. And the thing is, she read it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe your souls were connected.
I really believe so because, like, I know, again, it's a rude, horrible thing to do, but if I had the chance to, I would do it 100% over again.
Oh, this turned out so different.
How is this terrible story also sweet?
I know.
I love it.
TGI Fridays just got 400 bookings in the last 5 minutes. Good work, Beth. And text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.